All right. The Chaim Volozhiner here in Perachas of Shar Aleph, Lev Shachayim quotes a machlekes about the direction of the kruvim on top of the yaron. Because on the one hand, the Pasuk states in Parashas Kisisa that they were pneim isha lachiv, they were facing one another, but the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim that they were pneim labayas, that they were facing away from one another towards the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And one opinion in the Gemara was, to resolve this, at the time the Kaisel is doing the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they are facing one another to reflect the intimacy and the and HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfaction with the way that we're conducting ourselves. In order to demonstrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset with us, he's disappointed with us, so the Kruvim are facing away from one another, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Kal Yisrael. Each one is facing a different direction. However, the Gemara quotes another opinion that no, in fact, all the time they were facing diagonally. And that's why one pasuk describes it as Ufneim Ishalach, and the other pasuk describes it as Ufneim Labayis, because they were constantly facing diagonally, neither away from one another nor directly towards one another, and neither directly towards the walls of the Beis HaMikdash or away from the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. They were facing Mitzadidi Atzidudi, they're facing diagonally. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner connects this with a famous machlokes HaTanoim in the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, which is another contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua, "Lo yamush Sefer HaTorah zamipicha," that you should never stop learning constantly. And however, the other pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Yud Aleph, "Vasafta," in Kriyat Shema, "Vasafta digonecha," that you should harvest the grain. So the Gemara says, how is it possible if a person is always learning, how is it ever possible for him to harvest the grain? So we have a contradiction between two psukim over here. So the opinion of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is, at the time the Kli Yisrael is doing the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then it will be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of our physical needs, and we won't have to, you won't have to work for a living. At a time that it's Ein Oysim Ritzono Shel Makom, it'll be Vasafta Digonecha. However, the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who disagreed. He said, no, Hanek Behem Midas Derech Eretz, that while a person is learning, he should integrate that together with working. And the pasuk really means, the Torah really means, by stating these two extremes, to tell us that you should find somewhere in between, an integration between both Talmud Torah and working for a living. So Chaim Volozhiner suggests that perhaps this machlokes in the Gemara Bava Basra about the direction of the kruvim, where they either facing to one extreme, either away from one another, or towards one another, or, perhaps since we have a contradiction between the two psukim, we should assume it was a compromise, they were facing diagonally, is really the same machlokes as Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Should a person, is there either one of two extremes, either a person always learning or always working, or like Rabbi Shmuel, from the fact that we have a contradiction between these two psukim, we should kind of find the balance between them, Hanik Behemidas Derech Eretz. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Hashas and Egemar and Brochus actually claims that this is another, we find a similar machlekes. Perhaps it has to do with the methodology of darshaning psukim when you have two ksuvim. You have two psukim that are contradicting one another without a kasav ashlishi amachriya beinehem. There's no third pasuk to resolve the two. So there seems to be a machlokes here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or also Baba Basar, what to do with that situation. Do we say it's either or, A or B, and you kind of have the choice, depending perhaps on your actions, or perhaps the Torah here is teaching us to find the balance between these two poles, but not that each one reflects a different state or a different spiritual level. So we find a similar thing in the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Samaches, where the Gemara has a contradiction between two psukim with regards to Yantif. On the one hand, the pasuk says, Atzeres Tiyalachem. On the other hand, the pasuk says, Atzeres Lashem Aleichecha. Is Yantif supposed to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is Yantif supposed to be for ourselves to enjoy it with eating and drinking? Or is Yantif supposed to be for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the whole day is supposed to be davening and learning? So one opinion in the Tanoim is, Rabbi Lazar, that it's all kula l'Hashem, all kula l'Hashem. Either it's all for you, or it's all for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have the choice. Either spend the whole day learning and davening, or spend the whole day drinking and eating. However, the Gemara then quotes the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, no, chalkeu, chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'Hashem. Half the day, until Chatzos, you can spend davening and learning. You shouldn't be fasting past Chatzos, because half the day is supposed to be davening and learning, half the day is supposed to be eating and drinking. So you're supposed to find a balance between the two. That's why Rav Shechter likes to quote from Rav Soloveitchik, because in one of the Sfarim, that's why the Rambam kind of arranges the day of Shabbos, Chalkeu Chetzi Lashem V'Chetzi Lachem. Every time you have a tefillah, you go and you have a suda. You daven Friday night, then we go and we have a suda. We daven Shabbos morning, then you go and you have a suda. And the Rambam says that's why you should daven Mincha first, and then you go and have Shalosh Shudas. You shouldn't have Shalosh Shudas before Mincha, because that breaks the pattern. It's supposed to be Chalkeu Chetzi Lashem V'Chetzi Lachem. First, for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we daven and we eat, then we daven and learn, and then we go and we eat and drink. So that's why the Rambam suggests, that's why it's a nicer idea to have Mincha before Shalosh Shudas and not to have Shalosh Shudas before Mincha, to keep the balance and the perspective going between these two extremes, Chalkeu Chetzi Lashem V'Chetzi Lachem. So Chaim Volozhiner claims that that's the same machlokes over here with regards to the direction of the kruvim, and the same machlokes with regards to how a person should conduct himself with regards to professional responsibilities versus religious responsibilities. Shem Baruchai says, "Kam bizman she'ein oisim ritzono shel makom, kam bizman she'oisim ritzono shel makom." And Rabbi Shmuel says, "Find the balance between the two." Hanig v'hemidas derech eretz. But then Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner suggests that the Gemara there concludes, "One minute, harbei also kruv Shem Baruchai." V'loy also be Adam, Harbor also could be Shmov, also be Adam. Many people, like kind of P.S., many people did like Rabbi Shimon Baruchai, they were not successful. Many people did like Rabbi Shmo, and they were successful. So it seems to be like we paskin like, like Rabbi Shmo. The Gemara says, look how this played out. It didn't work out well for many people who followed Rabbi Shimon Baruchai, therefore better to follow Rabbi Shmo. The problem is the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'yoivol, says v'lo sheva levi bovad, not only the sheva levi have the right to kind of throw off the oak, the yoke of earning a living and throw themselves in the community in order to support them, but rather anybody mikobo olam who is so inspired to spend this time learning and only being oisik and inoni ruchni has the right to do this, and kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide him with a parnasa. It's not only sheva levi kol ish v'ish mikobo olam who decides to do this, are raising his Kaddish, Kurdish, Kadoshin. The last Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'yoivol. How could the Rambam say this? That sounds like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara seemed to assume we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. So that's a kasha that the Brisker Rav asked in the Sefer on Chumash and Parashas Chayisar. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner seems to ask a similar question here, and he gives the same answer that the Brisker Rav gives over there in Parashas Chayisar, and that is that no, what the Gemara means to say is that there's a difference between the individual versus the collective. With regards to the collective, you're right, this is not for everyone. Even Reb Shimon Bar Yochai agrees that this is not for everyone, this is only for the Yachid. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner here makes the fantastic point, because that whole parsha is Beloshen Rabim, of Ahaya in Shamaya, is all Beloshen Rabim, and he's even discussing, when Klal Yisrael is functioning on the highest levels of Avodas Hashem, Ahaya in Shamaya, Tishmu'u, Mitzvosai, will be if you will listen to me. And nonetheless, the pasuk says, Vasafta, Digonecha is Beloshen Yochid. So why is it Beloshen Yochid? Because perhaps they all agree that there's a difference between the collective versus the individual. Even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai agreed that his shita was only for the individual. And Rabbi Shmuel would agree that for the individual, that's why the Rambam paskins that way, Rabbi Shmuel would agree that for the individual, that might be an acceptable mahalach, is to, be that individual who throws off the responsibilities of this world and is only osek in the spiritual pursuits. That might be for the individual. But that's not going to be something that's for the collective, that's not going to be something for the Rabbim, and that's why the Gemara says, Harbe Asu, when the multitudes, when the collective does this, it's not going to work. This is not a policy for everyone. But Harbi also Rabbi Shmuel, also be other. When they followed Rabbi Shmuel, so then it did work. That's why the Brisker Rav claims is perhaps a resolution to a famous question at the end of Masechtas Kiddushin. The Gemara quotes a Machlokes Tanoim. How should a person conduct himself? Should he earn a parnasa? Should he not earn a parnasa in terms of being mechanech his children? So the Gemara quotes there from Rabbi Meir that a person should always give his child umnes nekiy v'kala. One of the responsibilities of the father is to teach his son a clean and upstanding profession. Otherwise, if you don't teach him a profession, kiyu magam delistus. It's as if you taught him how to steal, because he's going to have to earn a parnasa somehow. And if he doesn't have the skills, he's going to find a way by hook or by crook. However, then the Mishnah goes on to quote Rabbi Noroi, who said, "I'm not teaching my son any umnis, no professional skills. I'm only teaching him Torah." Okay, machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Noiroi. The problem is the Gemara says in Erevin, Rabbi Meir, Hainu, Rabbi Noiroi. They both mean illumination. They both mean bright. The words Meir, Nehoroi. So it's the same person. How could the same person be saying two different things? On the one hand, he's saying teach your son Onus Nekiva Kal. On the other hand, he's saying no, any Malamed is Beni, Elul Torah. So the Brisker Rav says no. Over here, you see this distinction when it comes to the collective. Everybody has to be told to teach the son, umnes nekiya v'kal. When it comes to each individual, a person has to make the decision. Maybe it's legitimate for him to follow Rav Shimon bar Yochai, meniach ani kol umnes shabiyom, meni Muhammad is bini elo Torah. When it comes to my son, I'm not going to teach him Torah because I see that he's that kind of individual who can satisfy the requirements of following Rav Shimon bar Yochai and only teaching his son Torah. So they all distinguish between the collective versus the individual. When it comes to the individual, so then we all agree there could be individuals who should throw off the responsibilities of this world and just be Isaac in Inyan Iruchnis. When it comes to the collective, it seems like they all agree, that many followed Rav Shimon bar Yochai and they were successful, that we should follow the opinion of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And even we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And even Rav Shimon bar Yochai conceded that his position was not for everyone. It was only for certain Yechidim. So then what is the machlokes between Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel? What are they arguing about? So they seem to be arguing about, what should a person do if he doesn't know? Or what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us, in terms of each individual? Should a person presume that, maybe he's like Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Should a person perhaps follow, the more balanced approach? If a person is so dedicated, he's so motivated, he doesn't even think about it, so then even, Rabbi Shmuel would agree that there's such individuals out there. However, it sounds like the Machlokes is more in terms of what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from the collective, or what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from each individual if he doesn't really find his calling. So that's where it seems to be. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and machlokes and Rabbi Shmuel. Which path in life should he pursue? And the Gemara says, "Har be'asik Rabbi Shmuel, but also be other." When you don't know, it sounds like a person should follow Rabbi Shmuel. If a person has that conviction in life, he's that individual. Okay, then fine. So, but perhaps this machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately want from the multitudes, from the collective, if they don't know? If they, if a guy feels this is it for him, then fine. If he doesn't feel that it's for him, then fine. But what about the person who doesn't really know? So then what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately want from each individual? That's the Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Chaim Voloshin claims that's the Machlokes in terms of the direction of the Kruvim. Were they facing one another or facing away from one another? Were they facing diagonally? Is really this Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Why does he bring it up over here? Because he wants to know if they're facing diagonally, that has to do with our approach, with Klal Yisrael's responsibilities. We have to be, Hanik Bahamidas Derech Eretz. So we have to find the balance between working in this world and serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. But his real, the question is, well, then what about the other side of the Kruvim? Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu facing diagonally? I understand we're facing diagonally. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam facing diagonally? And that's what he's going to get to in Perek Tes. He's going to explain how our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam mirrors our attitude and our mahalach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, demonstrates that back to us in return. So Mishnah, we'll get to that next time. All right, Trevor.